I don't read the word as often as I should. I don't pray to God as often as I could. But I know enough to know His love is guaranteed. Sometimes I overlook Him, but He still looks over me. Sometimes I overlook the fact He gave His only Son. He stood in to bear my sin, each and every one. He sends angels to protect my home and family. Sometimes I overlook Him, but He still looks over. I fell behind on promises I've made, but He's forgiven all of my delays. The time I spend in prayer is not what it should be. Sometimes I overlook Him, but He still looks over me. Sometimes I overlook the fact He gave His only Son. He stood in to bear my sins, each and every one. He sends angels to protect my home and family. Sometimes I overlook Him, but He still looks over me. Sometimes I overlook Him, but He still looks over me.
We got a few to sing for you today. Filling request. I don't know why y'all want to hear me sing, but I'll just try to do what I can. But I want to praise the Lord. I want to get out of His way. Whether I sing or not, I want Him to have His way. And if we allow the Lord to do that, this will be a wonderful place to be today. This one here, a lot of you that's been here a while probably remember this one from a way back. He was probably 6 or 7 when we sang this. 5, Sabrina says. But anyway, we sort of redid it. I sing the same part. He's changed his. But it sounds a little different, but we're going to try it. It'll play.
There's a long black train coming down the line, feeding off the souls that are lost and crying. Rails of sin, only evil remains. Watch out, brother, for that long black train.
A little deeper than it used to be.
You can look to the heavens, you can look to the sky. You can find redemption staring back into your eyes. There is protection and there's peace the same. Burn in your ticket for that long black train. Cause
Cause there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy name. And don't go riding on that long black train. There's an engineer on that long black train, making you wonder if the ride is worth the pain. He's just waiting on your heart to say, let me ride on that long black train. Cause there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy name. Don't go riding on that long black train.
I can hear the whistle from a mile away. It sounds so good, but I must stay away. That train is a beauty, making everybody stare. But its only destination is the middle of nowhere.
But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy name. And don't go riding on that long black train. I said cling to the Father and His holy name. And don't go riding. Yeah, watch out, brother, for that long black train.
The devil's a-driving that long black train. Finding myself at a loss for words, and the funny thing is, it's okay. The last thing I need is to be heard, but to hear what you would say, the word of God speak. Pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see Your majesty, to be still and know You're in this place. Please let me stay and rest. holiness, Word of God, speak. I'm finding myself in the midst of you, beyond the music, beyond the noise. All that I need is to be with you, and in the quiet I hear your voice, a word of God speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness, Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. I'm finding myself at a loss for words, and the funny thing is, it's
Austin, I can't remember. remember a quiet little boy sitting in a classroom.
Yeah.
And Austin walked in that the first day, and he was so quiet and so timid. I would have never told you that he'd be up there singing like he is. But to watch him gradually just grow and grow. And I was sitting back here with my eyes closed when the first song started, and I thought, man, Todd sounded a little bit different. I didn't realize it was Austin, but I'm thinking, wow, that's what God can do. Take a little timid boy like he was back then. You could ask Sabrina and Todd, he would cry. He would cry almost every Sunday, and they would break him in the class. But after a while, he kind of got used to it with me and Mr. Tim and Miss Judy. But Austin, you continue to do what the Lord has you to do, and he's going to bless you back.
Bless you back.
Amen. Bless you back.
Praise the Lord.
Bless
their
heart.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
There's a peace I've come to know, though my heart and flesh may fail. There's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. Is risen from the dead, and I will rise when he calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise on eagle's wings before my God, fall on my knees and rise. I will rise. There's a day that's drawing near, when this darkness breaks to light and the shadows disappear, and my faith shall be my eyes. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise on eagle's wings before my God, fall on my knees and rise. I will of many age. before my God, fall on my knees and rise. I will rise. I will rise.
Staying. This is for you, and this is for everybody that's
has a loved one or a friend or whatever that's one on?
Yeah, bless you, Todd. Yeah.
We're all going to go one day. That's if. If you know him and you have a relationship with him and you call upon him, we're not worthy. There's nothing we can do to make us worthy for what he's freely given us. And it took his blood to do it. It took pain and suffering and agony that we'll never know because he stood in our place. But, if you have a loved one that's gone on, and you know, sometimes, Tim, when you least expect it, you know, a thought will come in your mind. The next thing you know, you're crying and you're wishing you could see somebody. And
bless you, Todd. Oh, man, that's good.
Yeah. Go ahead and on the other side. Go ahead,
Tom. Before you sing, I don't know why I feel led to say this. Short of
bless you
for a long, long time, because of a nephew who's like a son to me, I've carried a burden for our drug addicted society.
Right.
And I was just sitting here thinking, and I wasn't going to stand. And I thought, Lord, you're trying to use me. Give me a strength. But I was just thinking, if more fathers would look at their sons and tell them how proud they are of me, and if more fathers would step up to the plate and be a true dad, we wouldn't have the problems with drug addiction that we have in the world today.
Yeah.
I firmly believe that. Mothers are falling short too. You know, men are supposed to be the head of their homes and set that godly example. And that's what you've done right there with Austin. It's so obvious. And Austin, you're blessed. You're blessed for having that son.
Yeah.
You Coons boys, Trent, my boys, you know, we're blessed. We're truly blessed. And I know today in Father's Day, it was last weekend, and we went to church with my dad, so we didn't get to be here. And maybe that's why God wanted me to stand this morning and say that. And
it's just, bless you.
I just wish that more sons and daughters in the world today had what Austin has in you.
Yeah.
To help with what's running rampant in our society.
Yeah. Bless
just remember our amazing society when you pray, church.
Bless her.
I can't take no credit for him. It's his mommy raised me. I work all the time.
Bless him.
I can count on one hand the days he spent in daycare. And his mom quit work and stayed home with him and taught him and worked with him, played with him.
Amen.
Yeah. And
right.
I can't take the credit. Right. That's who raised.
Bless him.
God, I'm the same way.
Bless him.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Bless you, buddy.
I mean, there's times I was out on the road wishing I could just be there, but had to work, you know.
That's
the way it is. My dad the same way. He worked in coal mine all his life. My mom raised me. And I don't think I turned out half bad.
Bless you. Not at all.
I had the best parents that anybody could ever have. There's a lot of people who can't say that. But I can't. And you think I'm proud. Imagine Papa up there.
Yeah.
So he's pretty proud too.
Amen. Well, this is good.
Yes.
On the other side, the sun always shines. No minutes, no hours, there's no such thing as time.
where the streets are paved with gold, and you never grow old on the other side. On the other side, everybody sings, there's miles and miles of flowers and lots of pretty things, where the sky's a perfect blue and everything looks new on the other side. Well, I've never been to heaven, I didn't know what it was like, but God let me have a glimpse in my dream last night, and I could see you smiling. You were looking right at me, and for the first time in a long time, on your face I saw some peace, and I knew everything was gonna be alright on the other side. On the other side, do you ever see me cry? Do you know how much I miss you? Wished I could have said goodbye. Just one more, I love you. Oh, am I really getting through on the other side? Well, I've never been to heaven, I didn't know what it was like, but God let me have a glimpse in my dream last night, and I could hear you laughing, you were looking right at me, and for the first time in a long time, on your face I saw some peace, and I knew everything was gonna be alright. No more tears and no more sad goodbyes on the other side. On the other side. We will see you on the other side.
So that's fine. I'm just got one more.
Bless
you. Amen. Bless you, Judy. Jessica texted me and said, hey, I've got a song I want you to sing. And I listened to it, and I'm thinking, well, you know, I never heard that, but I like it. But it sounded a lot better if she'd sing it with me. So I texted her back, and she said, yeah. So if she'd come right now, we're going to practice on you. And Pam, we practiced one time. We met after church Wednesday night. I want to give kudos to Pam. It's amazing, and I wished I so much had the talent just to sit down at a piano or a guitar or a harmonica, whatever, and just play without having any music, just figuring it out. I mean, she had it figured out before I even come in the sanctuary. And Pam, I just want to thank you for that. I guess I need to come over there. You've been my friend for so long. You were right and I was wrong. I can't repay all the love you've given me. You were my friend when no one else cared. I was alone, but you were there. Lord, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. And I owe it all to you, Lord. All I have is yours, Lord. Take my life, make it what you'd have it be. For I'm your child and you're my father. I'm the clay and you're the potter. Lord, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. Borrowed treasures, borrowed dreams, all life's joy you've given me. When trouble comes, you're always there to make me smile. So come what may, thy will be done. I love you, Jesus, God's only Son. Lord, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. And I owe it all to you, Lord. All I have is yours, Lord. Take my life, make it what you'd have it be. For I'm your child and you're my father. I'm the clay and you're the potter. Lord, you're the best thing ever happened to me. For every time that I have failed, each time I've stumbled and sin prevailed, you pick me up and place my feet on solid ground. And why you love me, I sure don't know. But I'll keep on singing as I go. Lord, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. And I owe it all to you, Lord. All I have is yours, Lord. Take my life, make it what you'd have it be. For I'm your child and you're my father. I'm the clay and you're the potter. Lord, you're the best thing that ever happened to me.
to me.
You don't think you do or not, you gotta use it, buddy. That's talent there. God given talent. Like, same way for his boy. We gotta use it. Anybody got anything else? I did want to say one thing. I went up Tupper's Creek last night to a church up there, our service, and the preacher's message said this. He said, "Are you saved or are you converted?" He says, "That's the same thing." And he preached on that. He said, if you're saved, you come in the house and you'll sit on your hands. You'll look at the clock and you're just wondering how fast this is going to get over just to look good. But he said, if you're converted, you'll come in the house and you'll worship God and you'll praise God. And when you go outside, you'll worship God and praise God. So he had a wonderful message last night, a young man, and it was really good. I enjoyed it. So, all right, Rob.
Bless you.
Your time. It's God's time. All we have is time. Now I have this big long message. And if you don't believe me, Brock, do I? Yeah? Silently he shakes his head. But we're going to do that another day. We're going to do. Yeah.
With me, Todd started talking about mother. It started with me, and I know exactly where Todd's at.
Yeah.
And that's the way it was. That's the way it was. Mom saw fit one day to drag me to church.
Yeah.
But she didn't see. She saw that I needed a little bit of tuning. Dad and my uncles weren't tuning me in the right direction. And Mom took care of that. And the Lord took care of the rest.
Right.
I'm thankful for that. And it gets a little worse. Todd's mother's gone. My mom's gone. Kelly's gone.
Right.
And that's all right. Because sometimes I'm just a little bit goofy. I think about what they're doing on the other side.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, man, it ain't nothing but sunshine and roses
over there. Yeah.
Hey, you can't. I can't wish them back here for nothing.
Right.
All I can do is plan on going over there.
Yeah.
Right. And that's all right. That's all right. That makes me feel good.
Yeah.
While I'm on this side, I get blessed. I get blessed by watching the little ones come up. I don't know why the Lord's done that. Put that in my life as big as a blessing as it is. But I'm so glad he did.
Amen.
I'm glad he chose that.
Right.
And to watch them come up, it's an honor.
Yeah.
It's an honor. Because that's lives and families
and
everything.
Right.
The whole shooting match
is
right there.
Right.
It's right there with the kids. Who's going to touch that grandfather one day that's got a hard heart?
That's
the kids will.
Right.
Who's going to touch that grandmother one day that doesn't believe? The kids will.
Right.
Who can I go to? Buddy of mine I work with, he doesn't believe, but I said, you don't have to believe anything I ever say. And I said, but let me ask you this. He had respect for his grandmother. I said, did you have a godly grandmother? He said, oh, yeah. I said, then there ain't nothing I can tell you that she ain't already told me.
Right.
It quickened him a little bit.
Yeah.
He pointed his finger and said, that's pretty good. And he walked away. I said, I can't tell you a thing.
Right.
That's what God does. We all got that long black train that's going through our lives.
Right.
It don't matter. I don't even know his story or her story or their story, but we all got it.
Right.
It's right there.
Right.
I got to just cling to God. I got to cling to God. Right. And when the kids got problems, we need to pray for them.
Yeah.
Amen.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Y'all
pray. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody else.
Amen. Rob, I'm going to stand up. That's Mr. Tim.
Right.
I can remember Austin.
Uh-huh.
Back there in the back, you talk about Mr. Tim all the time. You're part of his race. All these teachers here in the back are part of that boy's race. Like I said, I can't take any credit. It's mostly his mom. It took this church too, Robert.
Amen.
Right.
And it took those women and men back there that dedicated their time to study and teaching them kids the word.
Yeah.
Not telling them kids what they want to hear.
It's important.
Right. Teaching them what the Bible says.
Bless them, Lord. Right.
And I appreciate every one of them.
Bless them, Father.
Amen.
Bless their hearts.
Somebody else.
If it wasn't for him, Robbie, I wouldn't have been up there singing.
Right.
And honestly, if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be coming to this church because I'm going to get back up.
There you go.
Because Brother Gene back there, I worked with him before he went and retired on him anyway. He said, now that you moved out in the country, he said, you might as well go to church with him. And y'all probably heard this a hundred times. I was sort of raised in church. Mom and Dad would drop me off on Sunday, and I'd go to Sunday school. But that still didn't mean, Mr. Tim, that I had bad parents. They just, I really wasn't raised in church, say, like what you may have been. And anyway, I learned enough to know that I needed the Lord, and I had a conscience. I had a conscience. And even those years, I never even went to church. Was doing my own thing and whatnot. I still had a conscience, and that always weighed on me. But anyway, long story short, if I can make it short, we had Austin. Or she did, I did not.
Again, it was all her.
So he was less than a year old, so we moved back here from Hickory, North Carolina. Anyway, ended up going to work, and Gene said, well, now that you moved out in the country, he said, you just might as well go to church with me. And we could just look at each other and know what each other's thinking. And a lot of times on Sunday morning, we'd look at each other and we'd both think we should probably go to church somewhere. So anyway, we thought, well, since he invited us, we'll go because Austin needs to be in church. I think that as a mother and father, that is probably the greatest sin is you not at least introducing your child.
Right.
To what the Lord has to offer. Now, whether they take it or not, it's up to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, Aaron, train up a child in the way they should go and in every department. Anyway, we started bringing him, and it wasn't no time. He was up there singing and all this and that. And we both realized that Austin really wasn't the one who needed to be in church.
Bless his
mom and dad.
Right. Amen.
I don't think we went any worse then. Maybe just sing in another church or a family or something, but this is our church.
Amen.
Is it a perfect church? Absolutely not. I'm just here to tell you, this ain't no perfect church, but you go out and find me one and I'll go to it. There is none.
Amen.
But I used to be on the meal, now I'm on the meat. And I know where I need to be, and I know that I'm not going to love everything that goes on, but as long as I've got that relationship with me and him, I don't care about all that other stuff.
Right.
This is where we need to be, and if it wasn't for old Brother Gene back there, it ain't no telling what we'd be doing right now this minute. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord is way better to me than I'd ever be.
Amen.
But that don't mean I'm not going to stand up and praise him. I know I'm unworthy. I know there ain't nothing I can do to deserve his love and his grace and his mercy and his long suffering. But I know enough to know that he loves me and I'm going to accept it.
That's right.
Talk
as long as you feel, buddy. Your time.
I'm really not going to do that very long. I'm going to kind of compartmentalize what the testimony.
talking about our kids and how they're growing up and what they're doing, and we're so proud of them, and we're forgetting the fact that this is the next generation that's going to be teaching the following generation there for them.
Right.
What God is and what love is. And that's the importance of our church life and our church family is drawing us together so that we realize that, man, this is what it's all about.
Yeah. Yeah.
The world can offer anything they want to out there, but right here, this is what it's all about.
Yeah.
Amen.
And if we haven't done anything else this morning, we've emphasized the fact to each other that this is what family really and truly is. Yeah.
Right.
And I'm so very, very, so very blessed to know that he's my Savior and that he's here.
Amen. Amen. Somebody else.
Bless you. Thank you, Lord.
Somebody else. It's your time.
He told me
to.
Hey, Robbie, I love the Lord.
Thank
you. I haven't said that for a little while.
Amen.
Anybody else love the Lord?
Amen.
Amen.
Anybody else want to praise the Lord?
Amen.
Yeah. I think he deserves a good hand clap.
I do too.
Said about these will be our teachers one day.
Yeah.
Austin had to leave because he had to go to work. Any of you go to Walmart now, you can check him out in the garden center. But this morning, I've kind of challenged our class to step up. This morning, Emily taught for us. Lord willing, next Sunday, if Austin's schedule works out okay, he's going to teach for our class.
Amen.
So
Amen.
You pray that the schedule works out and
right.
He's able to do that.
Amen.
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 Bless your heart.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Robbie,
I just want
to
praise the Lord.
Bless George.
There you go. There you go.
I am so thankful that he let me be here this morning to hear all this good singing. It did really, really bless me.
Yeah. Amen. Right.
Bless
Jim.
Well, we can worship our God right here.
Right. Bless you, Jim.
So many folks don't have this privilege that want to. And also remember our shut-ins that want to be here today.
Right.
I know Brother Rex would want to be here under the circumstances. He's going through a test right now. We've all been through tests. Dan and I and other folks as well. Proud of all these young here, but I'm proud of them too. Ours. But they're not where they should be. Y'all remember us in prayer.
Amen. Bless you, Jim.
They know better. Someday we'll be able to. They'll be here.
Yeah.
If it's not, well, I'm here after the Lord carries. But that's our desire, to continue to look straight at him for what he's done for me. I'm so thankful he saved me from the devil's hell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
And our Dan and I daughters were the same age when the Lord took them fall. As Brother Jim said, that he's selfish to Lord of back in this
right.
whole world.
Bless you, Jim.
It's like a mother. Lord saved her before he took her home. She was outside after my dad and grandpa got killed. Coal mines. So I didn't have the experience what you folks have as parents. But I have a heavenly father.
Amen.
He took care of all of you.
Yeah, yeah.
He knew what was coming. And all you folks, I don't know everybody's name, but I love you dearly, and I love you, Lord, from you all. We can't thank you enough. As Todd said, in our youngies, we don't talk to them and tell them enough how proud we are. But by the grace of God, he's in us and he's in the world. It's going to happen someday. Y'all just remember after prayer.
Amen.
I may have a fit if they come in this door.
Bless you, Lord.
Bless you, Jim.
Bless you, Jim.
Bless his
Lord. Anybody knows what a connection fit is? It's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
But anyway, I went around the bar to tell you this. That's a burden on my heart. I ask the Lord every morning to put over the whole armor of God for all our shut-ins, the ones in the bed of affliction, our military, our nation, even not my holler, the neighbors, everybody, to see I'm nobody telling everybody what God can do for them when I get the chance. But anyway, I just thank God I'm here this morning, because he was here when I came. But it gets gooder and gooder, and you can't hear no better than what you heard this morning.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
It gets gooder and gooder. God, bless your heart, buddy. Bless your heart. Love you guys. I tell you, you just don't know what it means to me. I can't express it enough. But anyway, give God the credit and the glory and grace. It's sufficient.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody else.
Amen.
Bobby, you're preaching a good
sermon. I know. Best I ever did. Best I ever did. Somebody else. I just have one question for you. When somebody does something well, when somebody performs something well, when somebody in acting does something well, or singing does something well, or something for you does it well, what kind of applause ovation do we give them?
Standing ovation.
But when we say Jesus deserves an ovation, what do we do?
We should stand.
What do we do?
We sit.
We sit.
Right.
I think God deserves an applause, an ovation, deserving of God and what he has done.
Amen.
What he is doing and what he's going to do.
Yeah.
So why don't we give God a round of applause deserving of God? Let's praise him. One, two, three.
Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord!
And stay standing. I got one thing to read to you. There is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all, above all, and through all, and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. This morning we have felt the Spirit. This morning, I hope you have felt the Spirit. If you haven't felt what you've heard about, something's wrong. Let's get it right.
Yeah, right.
If you haven't felt quite what other people have felt, something ain't quite right. If you need to pray this morning, God's here. That Spirit is here. What God says is, I gave that gift to everybody. Now, if you didn't accept it, that's your fault, but you can still accept it. And it's not just salvation. That's the gift of joy, the gift of happiness, the gift of love, the gift of grace, the gift of mercy, forgiveness. This morning, if you need something from God, let's come get it. This morning, if you haven't felt what those who have testified have talked about feeling, then come get right what you need. As they say, your wood's wet. Come get it dry.
Yeah.
Come get it dry. Your fire's low, come get it fanned. You need more fuel, come get the fuel.
Yep.
This morning, if you need Jesus for anything, one Spirit that is here, flowing through everybody, touching some, touching others, touching all. Some felt it more than others. This morning, if you need to feel that touch of God, of Jesus, of the Holy Spirit, this morning, while Todd sings, come. Let's get that touch, get that feeling. This morning, if you know somebody that needs that touch, won't you come lift them up? Come pray for them. This morning, if you want to talk to Jesus, if you want to thank Jesus, if you want to praise Jesus, if you feel you need to talk to Jesus, as Todd sings, you're already up, battle's half done. Take a step, come talk to him. Go ahead.
Heavenly throne.
still the Red River flows o'er my name. And each time I falter, cry in my shame, still the Red River flows.
Remember this, God is always around, He's always there. If you need Him, He's there for you. At this time, you can be seated. Can you get those pictures up? All right, young'uns, kids, young ladies, and young men, come on up. Can I turn purple on? Do I know how to turn purple on? Is it on? It's on. All right, Fort Faith Church Camp. 2019. In case you don't know, that's a bunch of kids. Our kids. Is there more than that? If you're on Facebook, by the way, or who's on Facebook? Who's willing to admit that you're on Facebook? Put it that way. If you're on Facebook, go to Fort Faith Church, Fort Faith Bible Camp Facebook page. And there's other pictures and videos, and you could. Oh, she said you. Oh, there we go. There we go. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is what you support.
Praise the Lord.
This is what. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
This is what you supported. We just gave money to this camp, and they got to use both. Now, not in the capacity to. Finalized, but they got to use both the top of the dorm and the shower house. The shower house isn't totally done, but they got to have activities in the top and the bottom. So what you gave to has already been used at this camp. We were there and saw it, and it'll be used more. But this isn't even half of our kids. The Tollies went, the Chafees went. One of the Chafees has a girlfriend that went. Now let me tell you about Chafee's girlfriend, what I was told about her. Here, hold that for a minute. By the way, this is Andromeda. She's a stargazer. She came from GCC Kids.
Astronomer?
She's an astronomer. So she had a white coat on and everything, but that's why she's got sparkly shoes on. Lift them up. See there, sparkly shoes. I was told, we were called last minute and asked if Gabe's girlfriend could go. Because she's been at church camp before, she's been here on Wednesday nights, and she's not saved, but she's close. I was told she's close, but she's shy. She's real shy, so she doesn't move till Wednesday. The one day I didn't get a go, we didn't get a go Wednesday, because we were here with our church, our kids here. Wednesday, she wasn't too shy to get up and go to that altar and give her heart to Jesus. You help make that happen. You help make that happen. You wonder sometimes where your money goes and what it does. It went to this, it went to this, and it went to someone giving their heart to God. Now, I'm going to embarrass them a little bit maybe. Did anybody up here go to the altar and pray for yourself this week? Did anybody up here go to the altar and pray for somebody else this week? This is what you paid, what you supported. This right here, getting kids closer to Jesus. And if your kids didn't go, would you recommend they go? How many, I'm going to embarrass them a little bit maybe. How many of you would say you're closer to God this Sunday than you were last Sunday? That picture right there is every night of church camp.
Yeah.
There's one somewhere up front in the middle. There's just one praying for themselves. And there's 10, 20 others praying with them and for them. What could we learn about that? From both of them. Going to the altar. You know, the altar isn't just to get saved. It's for Christian saved folk too. And the altar isn't for us alone. It's for our brothers and sisters to gather around and lift you up. That's what happens. Tell them why. That if they're your age, they should go to church camp. What did it do for you? Tell them, just, I know you, I didn't tell you you was going to do this, but give them something. Give them something you took from camp.
Well, I've been going to camp for 6 years, and the first 5 years I was a camper, and this year I went back as a counselor. So one of the main differences is camp is not about you and you're a counselor, but that's not the way God sees it. God doesn't look down and say, oh, you're a camper, you can get touched in this service. No, he looks down and everybody feels the Spirit. Like, I went up and I prayed, and I mean, I got so much closer to God. And it's ridiculous. And just the feeling you get coming up the hill, it's like God just took his hand and you can feel his Spirit just coming up the hill. And everybody has said that goes up there. And until you see a group of high school boys get over their pride and go down to the altar and just pray for each other, and they came up. There's probably a group of at least 12 of them. They went down and they got up. They were crying and hugging each other and just praising the Lord. Like, that's worth it right there just to see them do that. But that picture right there, that's only one person down there praying. It's filled like that for probably an hour at least of altar call, people just going down and like giving their heart to God. And I had the privilege of counseling the middle school girls, and we would sit and have devotions every night. And you think middle schoolers, they don't really get it. They don't understand it completely. We'd sit there for an hour at least every night, and they would just spill their hearts out. Like, because just the feeling they get coming back from that service, that's when they open up the most to us. And it's crazy the impact this church camp has on these kids that go. And it's totally worth it.
Amen.
Now, the camp has all activities and devotions and all that stuff, but that's not really what it's about. It's about going and worshiping with 53 other kids. Those kids mean everything. If you don't feel it here, you'll feel it with 53 other kids your age.
Amen.
You won't feel it around adults. Most of the time we don't. But whenever you're with them, and one of them goes, they all go. And that means everything.
Yeah.
I like camp pretty good. I have to deal with most of these guys all the time, but when we get in the church, it's just like, it's not like this church. It's like God's like always on your heart. It's like you're either crying or you're praising the Lord all the time, and it's just something special. I don't know what it is, but it's special.
Yeah.
That week at church camp, it's the best week out of my year. Go there, you get to spend your week with Christian friends. You're away from the world, away from all the bad in this world. It's just you and the Lord, spending it with the people that we get to spend in heaven.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just amazing what God can do for you.
Yeah. So summer hits and camp's right around the corner, and honestly, the two things that are on my mind is who's going to be preaching and what's the menu for all the food. I'm going to be honest with you, but it's down there at that Fort Faith. It's like a whole different atmosphere of church, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And it's just a good time. You can play all kinds of, there's all kinds of activities you do, like football, basketball, there's archery, there's a climbing wall. It's a good time to fellowship with all your Christian friends. It's a good time.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. You can sit down now. So that is what camp is all about. And don't feel like it's only our church when they say you feel church there, it's not like church here. They're not lying, okay? And I tell you that every year. You'll never sit in a church service like a church camp service. But it's not just that our church is different. There's no church. Every pastor I talk to there, every kid I talk to says, church service nowhere is like there. There it's totally about God. And the mind is all about God. And the thought process is all about God. How many of you thought about lunch during the service? I got a few that's honest, right? Right? How many of you thought about I got a house to clean? I got grass to mow. I got bills to pay. Right? There you won't do that. You don't do that there. God gets them in there like Tim talks about and surrounds them and puts them on an island, and it's all about God and all about God with us. I went down to the altar and prayed. And then I prayed with them. And if you would come out, you might end up at the altar in some sawdust and some dirt, getting closer to God. But I wanted you to see what your money supported this camp. This camp. So if So they have two regular camps, one for 2nd grade through 5th and one for 6th grade through 12th. So if you've got grandchildren or children of those ages next summer, see me before next summer and we'll get you to get them to that camp. And the church will pay their way. And it'll be a seed that will be planted that you will not regret. This church will be blessed over and over and over because of what we do. So everybody, go ahead and stand. Anybody got anything? And by the way, this was the theme this year. Set apart. Wait, what was the theme, kids? What did the sign say?
Set apart, be the real deal.
Set apart, be the real deal. So, if you would bow your heads, Mr. Tim, would you dismiss us, please?
Most gracious and precious Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for allowing us this opportunity to bow in your presence. Dear Lord, we just want to praise you. We just want to give you thanks. Dear Lord, I praise you for watching over these young people, dear Heavenly Father, for allowing them to have a place, dear Heavenly Father, where they can come, they can draw closer to you, dear Heavenly Father. This church camp, dear Heavenly Father, has been a blessing to them. And Lord, I pray that you continue to shelter them, encompass and keep your angels around them throughout their life. Lord, we're selfish and we're greedy, dear Lord.
Yeah.
And dear Heavenly Father, we want the best for these young people. Dear Heavenly Father, help us always, always, dear Heavenly Father, to be thinking of them. Dear Lord, thinking of every family that's represented here.
Yeah.
Lord, just have your blessings upon us. Keep us all safe. For it's all in Christ's name that we pray. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.